I am sure that most listeners will have seen photographs of the mysterious stone heads on Easter Island, which is an island off the south coast of Chile in South America, in the South Pacific Ocean. The island itself was discovered by the Dutch explorer Jacob Roggeveen. On the 1st of August 1721, he left Holland on an expedition sponsored by the Dutch West India Company to open up a trade route, a western trade route, to the Spice Islands. It was on that expedition that he landed on an island off the coast of Chile on Easter Sunday 1722, which he later named Easter Island. He reported seeing 2,000 to 3,000 inhabitants and came across these most extraordinary stone heads with angular features, hundreds of them, 887 to be precise, and all but 53 of them were carved from compressed volcanic ash by the native Rapa Nui people. The mind boggles that human beings from a Stone Age civilization could carve such massive statues from rock and transport them around the island 1,000 years ago. Archaeologists suggest that the statues were somehow representations of Polynesian ancestors. The heads, called Moai statues, face away from the sea and towards the villages by way of watching over the people. It is thought that they were carved to honor a chieftain or some important personage who had passed away, standing sentinel, as it were, for protection, reminding the people of their ancestors and traditions. On this Easter Monday, we read in today's Gospel how the sentinel at the tomb of Jesus, the Roman guards, after the resurrection, went off to the city of Jerusalem to tell the chief priests of what had happened, that the tombstone had been rolled away, that they did not know how, nor could they explain how the one who had been placed in the tomb was no longer there. They had been on guard all the time. The chief priests, we are told, gave them a considerable sum of money to give a false account of what happened. The soldiers took the money and did as they were told. But the women who had come to the tomb early in the morning knew the real story, for they had met the one who rose. "Greetings," he said to them, and they fell on their knees in awe, in ecstasy, in joy. "Do not be afraid," he said to them. "Go and tell my brothers they must leave for Galilee. They will see me there." The Lord is risen. Alleluia. The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most momentous event in history. The physical rising of Jesus Christ is the central element of our faith. If Christ did not rise from the dead, then our entire religion is baseless. No point in talking about Jesus being a nice man or a nice teacher or prophet. As St. Paul says, if Christ is not risen, then our faith is in vain and we are the most unfortunate of peoples. There is no halfway measures here. It is all or nothing. Imagine the encounter of the risen Jesus with Mary, his mother. As the sun rose on that Easter morning, so did Christ. She now embraces him again through tears of joy, her son and God the Son. Let us share her joy. He is risen and calls us to live that faith in him as the sun rises for us each day on a new day, starting today. Jacob Roggeveen, Dutch explorer, discovered Easter Island on Easter Sunday, 1722, 299 years ago on this day.